This is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for June 4th, 2015. Reading about the economic crisis in Greece this week, I couldn't help notice the prominence of words such as Grexit or referendum. Until recently, newspaper editors, like school teachers, were highly suspicious of new words or neologisms, as they say. They simply would not tolerate terms that couldn't be found in the Oxford Dictionary, and would bark mercilessly at any young reporter who thought he or she might sneak one in. But those days seem well behind us. We appear to be manufacturing new words and phrases at an exponential rate. Many editors have simply joined the growing parade and given up trying to weed them out. Readers are now somehow expected to understand what Grexit means. It means Greece's possible exit from the European community, by the way. Grexit is what's called a portmanteau, originally a French word that, just to complicate things further, became an English word with a different meaning, luggage with two compartments. The writer Lewis Carroll is usually credited with the later coining of the linguistic meaning of portmanteau, which means a blend of words. Traditional examples include brunch or breakfast lunch, motel, motor hotel, guestimate, guess estimate, and smog, smoke fog. But there may be thousands of others, and more every day, apparently. The culinary world is full of them, from mocktails to clamato to frappuccino, never mind inanities such as turducken or tofurkey. Some in the pet world have had the misfortune to be labeled such things as labradoodle or cockapoo, and worse. Company and product names such as Microsoft, Travelocity, Triscuit, Palmolive, Mattel, and Amtrak are all blended. Marketers invented advertainment, advertorial, infomercial, and film its docudrama, mockumentary, biopic, sitcom, rom-com. Perhaps it was headline writers who came up with Brangelina, Tomcat, and Benifer. Some portmanteaus, such as affluenza, or affluence and influenza, brainiac, brain and maniac, bromance, brother romance, and staycation are clever, but I would never use them. Not yet. Many, such as blog or weblog, moped, motor pedal, and hazmat, hazardous material, seem merely to save time and energy, which may be the reason they have been adopted so widely. Others have simply become so pervasive, such as workaholic and carjack, they are difficult to avoid. Finally, there are those such as camcorder, transistor, transponder, napalm, motorcade, podcast, email, malware, and pixel, for example, for which there is really no alternative in a modern world. Journalists resort to what we call style guides to know which ones have been deemed acceptable by the word gurus in their newsrooms or at news agencies such as the Canadian Press or the Associated Press and others. And of course, we all invent our own linguistic shortcuts that would baffle those who are not colleagues, family, or friends. Still, it must be difficult for those taking up English as a second language if it's even hard to keep up when English is your first language. Then again, maybe we're witnessing the birth of a whole new language. For thespec.com, this is Paul Burton.